So glad to meet one another once again in the Lord.
Yeah, 我们特别高兴看到裴牧师回到我们当中哈。
We are especially glad to see Pastor Ray in our midst.
其实上个星期他已经有回来了我们当中，很多人太忙没有注意到哈。
Actually, he was back last Sunday, but many of you were busy, so you didn't notice him.
Yeah, 我们为裴牧师已经祷告很久哈。
We have prayed for Pastor Ray for a while.
甚至在这个讲台上我们至少有两次，对不对？
Even on this pulpit, we pray for him at least twice.
也我们感谢主啊，他垂听我们的祷告。
So we thank God for listening to our prayers.
啊，眷顾他的仆人。
And to take care of his servant.
那在开始今天的这个正道之前，我们先有一段时间我们来祷告一下哈。
So before my sermon, I would like to spend a few minutes in prayer.
特别是今天我们当中的这些学生，他们CCF 就是这个他们有一个退休会哈。
Especially for the retreat that the CCF is having right now.
他们希望他们这个退休会呢一切都顺利，他们返回的路程一切都平安。
Let's pray that their retreat will go smoothly and they will have very safe return.
好，那我们大家一起低头祷告好
吧。So let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为主，你是赐恩典与怜悯的神。
Because you're a God who gives grace and mercy.
当我们今天会众相聚的时候，我们再一次，我们献上感谢跟赞美。
As we meet together once again, we give you our thanksgiving and praise.
愿我们今天早上的敬拜可以蒙主你的悦纳。
May our worship this morning will bring pleasure to your heart.
这时候我们特别纪念 CCF 在营地里面所举办的退休会。
We want to remember especially today the retreat that the CCF is having at the camp.
我们求主你赐福保守他们。
We pray that you give them blessing and protect them.
当这些年轻人相聚，他们来敬拜神，来寻求主你的时候。
As these young people meet together to seek your face.
我们愿主真是你有更多的怜悯跟恩典。
May you shower upon them even more grace and your mercy.
真是让他们渴慕的心得以满足。
That their heart, which is seeking after you, can be filled.
我们也求主你保守他们平安。
We also pray that you would give them peace.
也特别为今天他们返回的路程，我们求主你保守他们的脚步。
And that they will have a safe return home today.
愿他们在这个退休会上所得的收获，所得到的提升，都能够与他们有益。
May what they learned at this retreat will bring a lot help to them.
我们谢谢主你垂听我们祷告。
And we thank you for listening to our prayers.
我们特别将今天我们所要传讲的信息交托主的手中。
I also commit my message into your hands.
愿主你亲自的祝福所有听到主话语的人。
And may you bless everyone who hears your word.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我不知道大家有没有看到今年的奥斯卡的颁奖哈。
I don't know if you have watched the Oscar award ceremony this year.
奥斯卡颁奖发生什么事情？
What happened during this Oscar ceremony?
不可思议哈。
It's unthinkable.
居然打了一个这个耳光哈。
Someone slapping someone else.
那么这个打耳光的是叫 Will Smith 哈。
And the person who did this slapping is Will Smith.
你们知道不知道他是基督徒啊？
Do you know that if he is a Christian?
不知道，他是基督徒哎。
He is.
他是当天他得到了这个奥斯卡的男主角的这个金像奖哈。
He won the best actor, the golden, the medal for the Oscar medal.
我想这是在他人生当中一个里程碑的时刻。
I think this is a moment of a milestone in his life.
但是却发生这样一件非常令人遗憾的事情。
But this is something that happened which is very regrettable.
所以当事情发生之后他下来，于是就有几个当时在场的人就是跟他在一起祷告。
So after he came out from this ceremony, some people gathered around him and start praying for him.
那几个都是基督徒来的，其中有大家我们比较熟悉，像 Denzel Washington 哈。
So all those people around him praying for him are Christians. So one of those is Denzel Washington.
所以 Denzel Washington 就跟他说，你知道，就是在你人生最得意的时候， 这个时候怎么样？你就要特别的小心。
So Denzel Washington told him that when you reach the highest point in your life, when you're carried away, that's when you need to be very careful.
因为这时候正是魔鬼要准备攻击你的时候。
And this is a time Satan wants to attack you.
所以非常遗憾，在这个时刻本来是 Will Smith 可以为神做最好见证的一个时刻，对不对？
So it's very regrettable that this supposed to be the best time when Will Smith can give a great testimony for the Lord.
却是完全的失败。
But it was a complete mistake, a loss.
所以这种事情啊，其实在我们的生活中常常会发生。
Things like this happen in our life many times.
因为魔鬼啊，常常就是在我们最得意的时候，他会来攻击我们。
Because Satan usually attacks us when we are most carried away, when we feel the best, that he gets away into our life.
他的策略就是趁其不备，趁你不注意的时候，他就要咬你一口。
His strategy is while we are unprepared, while we are unaware, he will take his bite.
这就是属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual warfare.
很可惜，现在在这个北美这个地方啊，我们对这种属灵的征战呢，好像都不太留意。
It's a shame that in the North America, in this area, Christians are not paying attention to this kind of attack.
不但一般的人不留意，我想甚至是在教会也很少提，基督徒有的时候对这个东西也不是很注意的啊。
Not only do normal people not pay attention to this battle, even Christians in the churches, they don't pay attention to the Satan's attack.
所以当我们不留意的时候，很多时候我们就陷入了那种彼此攻击的一个地步啊。
So when we don't pay attention to Satan's trap, many times we'll be falling into his attack.
这个魔鬼最开心的时刻。
And that's when he is the most happy.
他们看着这个人类互相残杀的时候。
When he can see humans killing one another.
这就是他们要做的事情。
And this is what he likes to do the most.
其实这些事情啊，是完全可以避免的。
And all these things can be avoided.
关键就是说我们怎么样去认识到我们所处的环境。
The key is to understand our situation.
我们怎么样去采取一些措施去防止类似的事情发生
？And how we take our measures to prevent such things from happening？
所以今天我们来看的是彼得前书的第五章，哈。
And today we're going to look at First Peter chapter 5.
那么我们来看第八节到第十四节。
We will be looking at the verses 8-14.
我想这就是我们整个这个彼得前书的最后几节经文了。
So these are the final verses of the book of First Peter.
那么我们来读彼得前书第五章八到十四节。
So let us read First Peter chapter 5, verses 8-14.
你如果是有圣经的话，请你打开圣经彼得前书第五章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to First Peter chapter 5.
那么我来读中文。
I will read the Chinese.
这个裴师母啊来读。英文。
And Mrs. Petal will read the English.
彼得前书第五章第八节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, works about seeking whom he may devour.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settle you.
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。 Amen.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我略略地写了这信，托我看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein you stand.
在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。
The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, salute you, and so does Marcus, my son.
你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安，愿平安归于你们凡在基督里的人。
Greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
所以这一段经文的话，大概可以分成两段哈。
We can divide this passage into two sections.
那么八到十一节是彼得最后的劝勉。
From verses 8 to 11 is Peter's final exhortation.
那么十二节到十四节就讲了他写信的目的是什么，然后是问安的部分。
And verses 12 to 14 describe the purpose of his writing and his greeting.
所以大家注意，首先彼得用了两个的命令句式，就讲到谨守跟警醒。
First of all, let us notice that Peter used two imperative sentences, which is in verse 8, be sober and be vigilant.
其实这是我们面对属灵征战的一种态度。
And this is the attitude that we should have as we face spiritual battle.
它要求我们保持一个清醒的头脑。
It requires to have a clear mind.
认清形势
and to recognize our situation,
所以不会掉以轻心
that we don't take it lightly.
所以呢，在面对属灵征战的时候，我们基督徒应该有这样的一个精神的面貌跟状态。
So while facing a spiritual warfare and spiritual attack, as Christians, we should have this mentality and this attitude.
那就是谨守跟警醒
which is be sober and be vigilant.
其实在这世界上一切的冲突苦难的背后啊
Actually behind all the affliction and conflicts in this world
其实都有一只无形的手在那里面来推动在那里面来操作的
There is an invisible hand which is moving and operating behind everything
因为魔鬼不会放过任何这样的机会
Because Satan will not lose any of such opportunities
因为他的目标就是要攻击人类要败坏神的子民。
His goal is to attack human race and to corrupt God's people.
如果我们留意，大概发现目前在乌克兰所发生的战争啊。
If we pay attention to the war between Russia and Ukraine right now,
你知道那所造成的苦难、杀戮和那些情况，其实也都是这样的情况哈。
And the calamity we see, the killing, the death we see fits into this situation.
所以我们看不见的灵界呀、啊，它是利用人的贪婪跟无知哈。
And the invisible spiritual world is using people's greed and ignorance.
然后呢，就挑起了人与人之间的这种冲突与不和睦。
And stir up the conflict and disharmony between humans and humans.
那么最终要破坏的乃是。神在人身上的美好的计划。
And the ultimate goal is to destroy the wonderful plan that God has on His creation, His people.
其实有的时候我们看到的一些现象都是表面的现象哈。
A lot of times the signs or the thing that we see actually is on the surface.
能看到是俄国为他的利益啊，乌克兰要保护他的主权，各种各样的是表面的现象。
And what we see is the Russia wants to defend its own interest, and Ukraine wants to defend its sovereignty.
所以我们有的时候不晓得这个背后这个运作的能力在哪。
But we don't see the power that is working behind.
这里彼得用了一个非常贴切的比喻，哈。来说明这个魔鬼的工作。
And here Peter used a very, very, close to heart analogy to illustrate his point.
那个呢，就是狮子去猎物的这样一个比喻。
Which is the lion hunting for its prey.
他来说明魔鬼的伎俩。
To illustrate Satan's tactics.
而特别清楚讲到第八节，讲到你们的仇敌魔鬼。
In verse 8, it says, your adversary, the devil.
如同吼叫的狮子。
Like a roaring lion.
遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Walks about and seeking whom he may devour.
所以这里有三个动词来描述狮子。第一个就是吼叫。
So here we see three verbs describing the lion, which the first one is roar.
那么其实吼叫的动物、啊、不是很多的、啊。
There are not that many animals who roar.
很多的动物都会叫。
A lot of animals would sound out a voice.
但是像这种吼叫啊，只有这种大型的动猫科动物它才可以、啊。
But only giant or big animals would roar.
所以当那个狮子吼叫的时候，它的声音可以传到五英里以外。
When a lion roars, his voice can be heard 5 miles away.
他为什么要吼叫啊
？Why would he roar?
他吼叫是警告啊。
To warn.
他也是为了来恐吓其他的狮子或者是动物哈、啊。
And to intimidate other animals and other lions.
他是说我在这里哦，你不要过来。
He's saying, "I'm here. Do not come close."
所以你知道吼叫，他用很大力气的哈。
And when he roars, he exert a lot of energy.
你要是吼这个一个小时、半个小时的话，其实他也挺累的哈。
After roaring for an hour or half an hour, you get tired.
哦，这个对他来说太重要了，他每天都要坚持。
But this is so important to a lion that he needs to continue doing that every day.
所以弟兄姐，魔鬼也在吼叫。
So Satan is also roaring.
可能你说我没有听见他叫啊
？Maybe you say, "Oh, I didn't hear him."
其实魔鬼的吼叫，这是为了恐吓世人的嘛
？But his roaring is to intimidate human beings.
他就用苦难、逼迫、挫折等等这些事情。
And he uses affliction, persecution, and danger.
那么这样，所有看见的人呢，就会灰心，就会丧胆，就会惧怕。
To discourage, to doubt.And to put people in despair.
那么甚至人就会绝望哈。
And sometimes people even fall into despair.
这样的人呢就没有办法来认识神，也没有办法来亲近神。
And by doing that, people cannot know God or draw close to God.
所以除了吼叫之外啊，狮子还有另外一个。
And besides roaring, lion used another tactic.
另外一个习性呢，它就是游行。这里讲的游行、啊。
The other habit is wandering around, walking around.
你知道这个公狮子，它常常要围着它的领地，要到处来转圈的哈。
We know that the male lion usually circles around his own territory.
因为这公狮子呢，它既不狩猎，它也不去照顾那个幼崽哈。
The male lions do not hunt nor care for its cubs.
所以它的任务就是。围着他这个领地啊来转圈哈。
His task is to circle around his own territory.
有的时候一天要走啊，要走很远哈。他这走一圈他要走十多英里的这样的路。
Sometimes within one day he has to walk about 10 miles.
而且他走一段呢，到那个地方他就要撒点尿哈。
Then he has to pee, you know, when he stops.
那里面有他的这个气味，有他的这个什么，然后还要跑跑土。还要把最好把它放在那个树丛里面啊。
And he would, like dig the dirt and then hide his, you know, things into the trees.
因为他就这样子到处去游行，他来告诉说，哎，这个地方是我的。
So as he walked around, he proves and he's telling you, this is my territory.
哎，其实圣经里也讲过，魔鬼在地上怎么样，也是走来走去的。
And so Bible tells us the devil also walks around on this earth.
所以在约伯记里面两次讲到说这个撒旦在地上什么走来走去。
So in the book of Job, we read that Satan walks about the earth to and fro.
哎，要知道他在地上走，他不是闲逛哈。
He's not wandering without a purpose.
他的目的是什么？来寻找机会。
So his purpose is to find his opportunity.
所以就像那狮子一样哈。
Just like the lions.
狮子是一个机会主义者。
Lions are opportunists.
Yeah. 他这个平常你看他那逛逛他没事，他一旦发现有个机会他就要抓一个猎物，他能抓他就抓到，抓到他就要吃的。
If he was wandering around for no purpose, That's what happens usually. But if he finds a prey and finds the opportunity, he's going to launch his catch.
Yeah. 所以同样，魔鬼也是这样。他走来走去。
He walks around.
如果他发现有机会的话
，He finds his opportunity.
他马上就攻击。
Right away, he will launch his attack.
所以由此可见，我们基督徒啊，必须认清现在这个情形，我们所处的这个环境。
So as Christian, we have to understand and recognize the situation we are in.
因为比较时刻的警惕我们周围可能会发生的事情。
And be vigilant about the things happening around us all the time.
所以这样才不会落入圈套哈。
This way we will not fall into his trap.
说当我们麻痹大意的时候，
麻痹大意，
麻痹大。麻痹大意，就是
麻痹，麻痹，
麻痹。
So when we're numb and doesn't pay it and don't pay attention, 我以为穿什么大衣，麻痹大意。
比如说，比如说，我说我呀，我没有这个问题啊，我这个问题。
For example, if you say, "Oh, I have no such problem,"
你要说魔鬼攻击不会攻击了，我们这么这个小教会，他攻击我们干什么？
You see, you know, our church is so small, you know, the devil will not pay attention to us at all. He's not going to attack us.
他也不会对我身上有什么，我信心很足，我每天祷告亲近主，我没有问题。
Or you say, you know, I have very strong faith. I pray to God every day. I have no problem, you know, Satan will not get near to me.
让我告诉你啊，这就是你最危险的时刻。
Let me tell you, this is when you're most in danger.
就像你练习开车似的哈。
Just like when you're learning to drive.
刚刚学会开车那个时候，你特别小心的开车哈。
When you start learning to drive, you were extra careful.
那个时候常常你不会出这个车祸出事故的。
And during those times, you will not have a car accident.
出事故就在你稍稍开了一段时间，你的技术又不怎么好，同时你又觉得你自己开的还挺不错的。
And accidents usually happen when you start to drive a little bit. You think, but your skill is not that good, and then you're not being careful.
这个时候才容易出车祸。
That's when car accidents happen.
在这个拉斯维加斯啊，以前你看他拉斯维加斯常常有那个兽嘛，哈。
In Las Vegas, we see sometimes they show animals.
对，那其中有一个兽呢，它是这个是老虎啊，是白色的老虎。
One of the animals was a white tiger.
那么做这个兽的人呢，他的名字叫 Roy， 他跟他的伙伴呢是从德国移民到美国的哈。
And one of the one training the tiger came from Germany, and he had a partner.
所以他们就经常说他们有很好的这个技巧，他们对这种大型的这么好的动物，他们都会把它驯服的。
And so they believe that they have very good skills. They can train these huge animals.
所以他们做了很多场很多场这样的演出。
So they performed many, many shows.
所以在美国呀，他们当时是非常出名的。
So they were very famous in this country.
不过在2003年有一次他们在拉斯维加斯演出的时候，
But in the year 2003, when they had a performance in Las Vegas.
所以当这个 Roy 把这个话筒啊放在这个老虎的这个嘴前说，让老虎发声音哈。
So one day, as he was putting the microphone before the lion, the tiger, and letting sound out his voice.
所以当时这个老虎也没有听他的，他就有点稍微激动一点哈。
And the tiger wasn't paying attention to him, so he got a little bit stirred up.
不得了，这个老虎反过来怎么样，就抓住了他。
So without expecting this to happen, the tiger turned around and caught him.
然后用着嘴啊，就把他给叼起来哈。
And he pick him up by his mouth.
拖着他在台上走了好大一段的路。
And drag him on the stage for quite some time.
当时很多的人马上整个就混乱哈，这个包括管理这个动物的人就上去，最后费了好大的劲才把他从这个老虎的嘴里给救出来哈。
So the whole situation became very chaotic, and there's people, you know, helping around.
不过他
took some time to rescue him.
不过他受伤受得非常严重，因为老虎非常大呀。
He was injured badly because that tiger was pretty huge.
包括他的脊椎啊，也受伤。然后他当时的发生的是，他又发生这个中风哈，就是很多的事情就在上面发生。
And his spine got hurt, and later he got a stroke. So many bad things happened to Roy.
这个当时在美国引起轰动啊，新闻里的播放大家都知道的。
It was a big news at that time.
当时就说。为什么会发生这个事情
？So people began to ask, how come such a thing happened?
就是因为这个 他本身做这个动物的这个演出，他做了太多次了，他觉得，哎呀，没有问题的了。
Basically, it's because he's done so many performances with this tiger, he didn't think there would anything bad happen.
他不再做任何的预备了。
So he didn't prepare.
因为所有他们上台之前前几天这个演出，你都要这个。跟这个去，你要去喂这个动物，跟动物去联络感情的。
Because before every performance, they have to a few days before they have to feed the tiger and talk to the tiger to communicate and to make friends.
特别是你要让这个动物、啊、能知道你的气味哈。
Especially you want the animal to know your odor.
Not odor, scent.
Scent.
Yeah, scent. 那这样的话，它才不觉得你是个威胁。
This way, the tiger will not feel that you are a threat.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在面对属灵征战也是一样的。
So this is the same way we face a spiritual battle.
当我们不再留意这些事情的时候，这个时候我们就容易被击倒。
When we start paying attention to the spiritual attack, that's when we are more easily to be defeated.
那么面对这个危险，除了警惕之外，我们还可以做什么呢
？What else can we do besides being vigilant facing this danger？
那我们来看彼得用的第三个命令句，就在第九节。
And the third imperative sentence that Peter used can be found in verse 9.
就是你们要用坚固的信心去抵挡他。
You need to resist him with your strong faith.
就是说抵挡魔鬼。
To resist the devil.
可能有人说。那魔鬼是堕落的天使啊。
Some people may ask, Satan is a fallen angel.
那他的能力远远超过我们。
He has power over us. He's more power over us.
那么我们也看不见他，也摸不到他，我们怎么去抵挡他
？We can't see him. We can't touch him. How can we resist him?
我们要知道，我们胜过魔鬼啊，这不是在我们自己。
We need to understand that to overcome devil is not.By ourselves.
我们之所以胜过魔鬼，是依靠着耶稣基督的。
The reason we can overcome him is by Jesus Christ.
所以魔鬼虽然是很穷凶极恶
，even though Satan can be vicious，
但是我们有神的保守。
But we have God's protection.
所以魔鬼是不可以轻易得胜的。
So he cannot win over us easily.
所以雅各书第四章第七节这样讲说：你们务要抵挡魔鬼。那么魔鬼就会怎么样离开你们逃跑了。
So in James chapter 4 verse 7 say, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
所以很简单，只要我们知道怎么样去抵挡他，他就不能够伤害我们。
So very simply, if we know how to resist him, he will not harm us.
那我们再来看狮子的比喻哈。
Let's take a look again at the analogy of a lion.
那么我想彼得用狮子的比喻非常恰当的。
I think it's very appropriate for Peter to use the lion.
你知道狮子是非常凶猛的这个动物哈。
We know lion is a ferocious animal.
我们常常说狮子是这个王哈。
He's often called the king of the beast.
所以呢他们狩猎的时候啊是一群狮子在一起的。
So when people hunt,When the lions hunt, they gather together as a group.
你不要以为因为狮子很厉害，它随便看见一个动物，它就抓过来吃了，不是这样的啊。
Don't think that the lions are, you know, very smart. That whenever they see a prey, they would catch it.
因为它所狩猎的，像这个野牛之类，都比它体重怎么样，要重上两三倍哈。
If they want to hunt the wild buffalo, the buffalo is much larger than the lions.
而且他如果搞不好的话，那个牛群呢，可以把这些狮子踩死的。
If they didn't prepare well enough, the herd of buffaloes would stamp them to death.
所以他不会轻易的去抓这个东西吃的。
So they will not easily attack an animal and catch them.
他怎么去抓动物呢
？How do they catch other animals?
狮子有一套抓动物非常复杂的办法。
They have a set of complex tactics.
他们几个狮子群约好了。分工非常明确。
So the lions would arrange their own different tasks.
有的狮子是在后面，是属于要轰赶那个牛群的。
Some lions would stay behind and drive the herd of animals.
其他的狮子是在两侧，是来 是来追这个牛群的。
And other lions would be separated into two sections. They would chase after the herd.
那么最后在前面那个是有埋伏的狮子，那个是准备来抓这个牛的。
And then in the front, there are hidden lions who are the ones to catch the herd.
他们首先要非常的隐蔽，然后把这个网要撒好了之后。他们才会发起攻击。
So they would hide themselves very, very cleverly, and then they spread out their net gradually to attack and to catch.
那么负责追赶这个牛群的狮子，当它一启动的时候，这个野牛的群就开始怎么样奔跑。
And those lions who are chasing after these herd, once they start running, all the other lions join the crowd.
所以你看啊，这个其实这动物就是你看谁跑得快。
So whoever runs faster,
所以当牛群一跑的时候，它就开始混乱。
And when the herd begin to run, you know they become very chaotic.
因为本来的话，它还有一个队形哈，现在就全部乱了。于是这牛群里就有这个年纪比较大一点的哈，身体比较弱一点的，或是那个小牛犊刚刚生出来的跑不动的，就落单了。
So they used to walk or march in a formation, but when they start running in chaotic form, then those cattle that are alone, the elderly or young, will become the target of the hunting.
所以几个狮子就把这一个落单的牛怎么样，就全部围起来。
So all these lions would surround those who are left alone.
所以这个牛就成了这个狮子的盘中餐了。
And then this little calf or cattle will become the food on their plate.
弟兄姐妹，实际上魔鬼怎么对付我们也是同样的手法的哈。
So Satan also uses the same tactic, to deal with us.
他是非常隐蔽的。
He is hidden.
他是非常耐心的。
And he wait patiently.
因为他要等待那个机会。
He's waiting for his opportunity.
他等待那个混乱的机会发生。
For a time of chaotic.
当有那个混乱的机会发生的时候，他就看哪些是落单的基督徒，或者是受伤的基督徒，或者是软弱的基督徒。
When chaos happened, he's watching for those who are hurt, those who are alone, those who are weak.
所以这些落单的就没有了教会的保护。
These people who are alone did not have church's protection.
所以就成为魔鬼攻击的对象。
They become the target of Satan's attack.
所以弟兄姐妹，作为一个基督徒，我们的团体的这种信仰的生活是非常重要的。
So as a Christian, our life together as a body is very important.
所以要抵挡魔鬼，我们就是要跟其他的基督徒在一起。
So to resist the devil, we have to hang out with other Christians.
这样我们有坚固的信仰生活。
So we have very solid, strong faith life.
我们不能离群所居。
We cannot isolate ourselves.
当我们落单的时候，我们一个人我们就没有办法去抵挡他的攻击了。
When we become a loner by ourselves, we cannot resist his attack.
我们看到这节经文里啊，彼得特别提到他两个亲密的同工。
So in this passage, we find two very close co-workers of Peter.
那么一个是希拉，另外一个是马可。
One is Silas, and the other one is Mark.
这马可呢，就是马可福音的作者。
Mark is the author of the Gospel of Mark.
那我们知道马可呢，从小呢，他跟这个彼得呀，就关系非常好。
We know Mark has a very good relationship with Peter since he's young.
那可以算是彼得属灵的儿子。
He can be considered the spiritual son of Peter.
所以这十三节讲到我儿子马可，就是描述了彼得跟马可之间非常亲密的关系。
So in verse 13, Peter says, and so does Marcus, my son, which illustrates their close relationship.
一般认为呢，是马可福音的所有的这些资料啊，应该都是马可从彼得那里获得的。
It's generally understood that.The content of Gospel Mark derived from Peter.
所以我们看到这个彼此的同工是非常的重要的。
So we see to work closely with one another is also very important.
而且希拉也是彼得的一个亲密同工。
Silas is also a very close co-worker of Peter.
彼得对他的评价很高，说他是忠心的兄弟。
Peter recommend him highly. He said he's a faithful brother.
而且托他把这封书信 带给小亚细亚的信徒。
And he asked Silas to deliver this letter to the churches, the believers in Asia Minor.
说明彼得对希拉是非常信任的。
So we know that Peter gave him a lot of trust.
而且呢，一般的人认为可能彼得前书啊是希拉真正的是把这个记录下来的。
Actually, it is general belief that Silas was the one who wrote down this epistle.
因为彼得前书的希腊文是非常的非常的好啊，非常的优美的。
Because the Greek language in this epistle was very, very good.
彼得后书跟彼得前书那个希腊文差别蛮大的。
And the Second Peter and First Peter are very different in how they use the Greek language.
说明有可能是希拉为彼得的这个书信来运笔的。
So it may be that Silas polished this letter for Peter.
所以无论怎么样，我们当我们做基督徒过一个信仰的生活，就是我们一定要学会怎么样跟其他的基督徒在一起，我们才能够抵挡魔鬼。
So no matter what, as Christians, we need to understand that we have to be around other Christians to resist the devil's attack.
所以我们不能缺少这种祷告的伙伴。
So we need prayer partners.
我们和我们在信仰里面彼此的互相的支持。
And we need a mutual support in our faith.
而且教会也正是因为这个目的才存在的。
And the church exists for such purpose.
就是提供一个场所，让我们弟兄姐妹可以彼此的激励，彼此的帮助。
To provide a space where brothers and sisters can encourage and help one another.
所以我们教会推动小组都有一年多的时间，就是为达到这个目的。
So our church has been promoting the small groups for over a year to achieve such purpose.
我们非常感谢主，每个小组都运作得非常好。
And we thank God that every small group is operating very, very smoothly.
就真正达到了这个目的。
To truly achieve this purpose.
而且我们今年还预备在推动门徒训练的施工。
And this year, we're also promoting discipleship training.
而这门徒训练呢，就是一对一的门徒训练。
Which is a one-on-one discipleship training.
可能有人会说，为什么是一对一的？
Some people may ask why one-to-one.
已经有了个小组，为什么还要做门徒训练？
We already have the small group. Why do we need a discipleship training?
因为一对一的话，那个彼此的关系就非常的深入哈。
But with one-on-one discipleship training, we can build even deeper, closer relationship.
而且那个是我们小组跟小组是个互补的作用哈。
Which serves as a complementary to our small groups.
你知道我在我的属灵生命里，我觉得我最受益的。就是接受过门徒训练。
I feel that in my Christian life, where I benefit the most from is from discipleship training.
我觉得我后来可以奉献做牧师啊，做传道人的话，就得益于当初在教会我的牧师他们推动门徒训练的结果。
I also believe that as I was able to commit myself to full-time Christian ministry, it's because the pastor staff in my previous church.Invested in me their discipleship training.
Yeah, 那当时我在是弗吉尼亚州读书，在那个读书的时候信主的。
I became a Christian when I was studying in Virginia.
那么后来我毕业了，就到了新泽西去工作。
And after I graduated, I went to New Jersey to work.
那么到了新泽西，我就开始找教会嘛。
So I started looking for church when I arrived in New Jersey.
那离我住的地方有一个很大的教会。
And there's a very big church close to where I live.
那个若哥教会、
Rogers Church.
那个教会的话，当时已经有两三千人的样子。
At that time, they had about 2,000 to 3,000 people.
那现在大概差不多得有2万多人这样。
Now it reached about 20,000 people.
那我就自然就去到那个教会哈。
So I went to that church.
不过很感谢主啊，后来这个见证我可以以后给你们讲，神很奇妙的告诉我，确实说不是这个大的教会我要去的。
But God amazingly told me that this is not the big church is not the one that I should go.
结果他把我放了一个小很小的一个教会。
So he placed me in a very small church.
当然比我们教会大了哈。
Of course, it's larger than ours.
也有200多人呢。
Has about 200 people.
那当时我就说，哎，奇妙的，我就留在这个教会了。
So I stayed in that smaller church.
那么这个教会的牧师呢，就是李定武牧师。
And the pastor is 李定武。
那李定武牧师他是在华人这个推动这个门徒训练方面是最 最有得力的一个传道人。
He is the most famous for promoting discipleship training among the Chinese churches.
所以神的带领都很奇妙。我没去那个大教会，在这个小教会，结果就受到了他这个门徒训练。
So God's guidance was amazing. I did not go to that big church, but I went to the smaller church and received his discipleship training.
最基本的就是丰盛生命是最基本的门徒训练。
So to have abundant life is the basic of discipleship training.
No, that's the 丰盛生命 it's
curriculum.
The curriculum. Yeah, the name
so
of
we
the curriculum.
Use the curriculum called the abundant life.
Yeah, 所以我就受益不少，因为我刚刚信主嘛。
Because I just became a Christian.
Yeah, 后来李牧师还有很多的材料，像那个圣徒装备的话非常好。
And Pastor Lee came out with a lot other discipleship materials. For example, equipping of the saints is one of them.
那个陈师母的话，他就做过这个圣徒装备的这个门徒训练。
And my wife also went through the equipping of the saints training.
这个材料做完，你是完全。就是要做宣教士或传道人的了。
So after you gone through that curriculum, you're ready to become a minister or a missionary.
所以，弟兄姐妹，这些属灵的操练就帮助我们在信仰上能够更坚固、更扎实。
So these spiritual exercises help strengthen our faith.
所以，了解了魔鬼撒旦攻击的同时啊，我们千万不要忘记，我们知道神的作为在哪里。
So understanding Satan's attack, let us once again be more familiar with how God works.
这才是救恩的根本。
And this is the basis of our salvation.
因为上帝为我们的未来有美好的预备。
Because God has prepared wonderful things for our future.
所以彼得在这封信的末了也再一次的提醒基督徒说，我们那个活泼的盼望。
So at the end of this epistle,Peter once again reminds the believers of our eternal lively hope.
你不要因为目前所遇到的苦难，遇到这些事情，你就忘记的了。
Do not forget our lively hope because the affliction or persecution we are facing right now.
所以第十节的话，彼得用了四个动词来描述这个盼望。
So in verse 10, Peter used four verbs to describe this hope.
这四个动词啊完全是将来的时态。
And these four verbs are in future tense.
那就是成全、坚固、建立、确立。
God will make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you.
那么这些都是一个比较类似的动词哈。
These verbs are pretty similar.
但是它传达的是一个一个集合的概念哈。
But what they are conveying is a very collective concept.
所以苦难是暂时的。
So our tribulation is just temporary.
永恒却是美好的。
But eternity is much more beautiful.
上帝给我们的应许必然会实现。
The promises that God has given us will fulfill for sure.
这是对我们所有在苦难中的基督徒一个极大的安慰。
This is a great comfort.To all the Christians who are going through afflictions.
我们来看在这段经文里坚固这个概念一共出现了三次。
The concept of stand firm or strengthen appeared three times in this passage.
我们看到第九节讲到坚固的信心。
In verse 9, we see steadfast faith.
那么第十节讲到神坚固你们。
And in verse 10, we see that God will strengthen us.
那么第十二节就讲到要站立得住。
And in verse 12 says, stand firm or stand fast.
所以这是彼得最后的叮嘱。
So this is Peter's final exhortation.
务要主内坚固。
Be stand firm in the Lord.
所以在第十二节也讲到，这就是彼得写这封信的目的在这里。
And verse 12 tells us that this is why Peter wrote this epistle.
要证明神的救恩，这样我们这些可以今天读到这封书信的人在主内坚固。
To prove God's salvation and to strengthen those people who trust in the Lord to stand firm.
我想这封信不单是适用当时小亚细亚的信徒。
I believe that this letter is not only appropriate for Asia Minor Christians.
而且对我们现今的基督徒也是非常适用的。
It's also very, very applicable for Christians today.
那么我们上一讲的话讲到了教会应该 怎么样的坚固。
And last sermon, I believe I preached on how the church can be strengthened.
我们讲到，如果教会要坚固的话，是必须有属灵领袖的带领。
I told you that for the church to be strengthened, we have to have a spiritual leadership's guidance.
如果教会要坚固的话，必须有会众的同心。
It also requires the unity among congregation.
那今天我们讲到信徒的坚固。
And today we talk about how believers can be strengthened.
所以信徒的坚固也不是你一个人去单打独斗的。
It's not by yourself fighting alone.
所以呢，也是需要我们在基督里面信徒可以彼此的勉励和彼此的支持。
It requires Christians encouraging and supporting one another in the Lord.
所以就是我们要依靠一个团体的力量。
So we need to rely on the power of a group.
所以这样我们才可以抵挡魔鬼。
By doing that, we can resist the devil.
所以圣经说你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
So Bible also exhorts us, say, forsaking not the assembly of ourselves together.
倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
But exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching.
大家知道在哪一卷书，哪一节经文？
Do you know which Bible, which scroll, and then which epistle, and which verse?
希伯来书第十章二十五节。
This can be found in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 25.
这个就是门徒训练要做，你要背经文的哈。
So one of the things we're going to do in discipleship training is to memorize scriptures.
要把神的话语记在我们的心里面。
To hide God's word in our hearts.
所以这一段经文就是我们要预备要背的哈。
And so this is one of the scriptures we're going to memorize.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此相顾。
So we need to look after one another.
我觉得我们教会虽然很小，但我们彼此的关系都非常的好。
Even though our church is small, I believe our relationship with one another is very good.
所以在艰难的日子就更体现出这种关系的重要。
So in hard times, it's even more important to have such relationships.
我还记得我们这个疫情刚刚来的时候。
I still remember when the pandemic just broke out.
我们马上要改到上网聚会。
Right away, we switched to meeting online.
我们感谢主，弟兄姐妹彼此招呼。
So I thank God that, you know, we all got everyone to get involved.
我们学习怎么样用这个 Zoom 可以上网聚会。
And we all learned how to meet on Zoom.
所以我们都是有这方面美好的见证。
So we have shown forth a very good testimony.
那么后来我们又说回到教会聚会，我们大家又是都回到教会来面聚会。
And then we plan to get back to church, have on-site meeting, so most of people returned.
那么但是随着这个疫情的发展，我们看将来我们还会基本上我们目标还是百分之百能够回到教会来聚会的。
So since the pandemic has gradually slowed down, our goal in the future is to come back to church 100%.
那么在这过程当中，总会你看到周围，如果弟兄姐妹你知道谁还没有来到教会的话，有机会你们就要劝导他们，让他们回到教会。
So if you are aware of someone who has not come back here physically, you know, when we have opportunity, we should ask them to try to come back in person.
Yeah, 或者可以给他们打电话、发短信跟他们联系。
Or call them to text them to contact them.
因为什么？我们要彼此相顾。
Because we need to look after one another.
我们不希望有任何的人成为那个落单的那个牛啊，那就会。
We don't want anyone to become a loner.
如果你去 Trader Joe 去买东西，到 Costco 去 shopping， 哇，碰到一位哈，这位已经两年没见了。
Or Costco and find someone you haven't seen for 2 years.
你要抓住这个机会，跟他说回到教会。
You want to take hold of that opportunity and ask that person to come back to church.
除了聊聊家常、聊东聊西，有见面的热情。不要忘记告诉他，让他回到主的里面。
好 ，besides just chatting, just encourage him to come back to the church and meet.
弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此相顾，我们才能够胜过魔鬼。
So we need to look after one another so we can overcome the devil.
今天呢，就是我们彼得前书的最后一讲了。
Today is the last sermon based on 1 Peter.
那么下个星期我们就开始来学习彼得后书了。
And next week we're going to start to learn 2 Peter.
那彼得在这封书信当中呢，就将基督里面的盼望啊，真是 阐述的淋漓尽致、啊、
So in 1 Peter, Peter stated the hope in Christ in such a detailed way.
所以为在这个苦难当中的基督徒啊，就是真是能够指出一个非常鲜明的这个盼望来。
And he also pointed to this vivid hope as Christians going through trials.
可以说给了他们极大的安慰。
And brings them a lot of comfort.
不但教会要坚固，信徒也要坚固。
Not only the church needs to be strengthened, believers also need to be strengthened.
那希望我们大家呢，可以彼此的互相勉励。
So I hope that every one of you can encourage one another.
我们愿主内坚固。
And to be strengthened in the Lord.
那么以前呢，有一个人呢，他准备这个横渡这个在加州有一个岛啊，他准备从这个岛上游到这个岸上来。
So once there was a person who determined to swim from Catalina Island all the way to the west coast.
对，这个岛就是 Catalina， 大家听说过这个岛吧
？You heard of that island, right, Catalina?
Yeah, 里面是旅游的一个地方哈。
It's a tourist place.
当时在1952年的时候啊，他是一个人准备啊。来横渡这个海峡，这个大概的距离是26个 mile 啊。
So this person was deciding to swim across 26 miles all by herself.
那在他的旁边呢，特别预备了一只船呢，来陪伴他，就万一他要发生什么事情哈。
And a boat was prepared to be sailing alone next to her.
所以这个女孩的名叫 Florence， 她于是呢，她就从这个卡特琳娜岛啊，在这个就开始下水，就开始朝着。加州的海岸线游。
So this girl Florence stepped down from Catalina Island and began to swim toward the west coast of California.
不过那天当她下水后不久呢，就很糟糕，于是就有这个大雾发生。
But after she dipped into the water, something bad happened. The fog began to rise.
因为如果没有雾，是晴朗的天气啊，你是。在海岸线上看那卡特琳娜岛是非常清晰的。
Because during clear day, you can see from the west coast to Catalina Island very clearly.
这个一有大雾，它真的是看不见前面的距离是怎么样。
But when the fog settled in, she couldn't see what's before her.
那么水也非常的冷哈。
And the water was cold.
她拼命的游啊游啊，最后她有点支持不住了。
So she swam and swam, and she couldn't hold on.
最后他就跟这个船上人，他就给这船上人发信号，说让他们把他拉上船去。
So she sent a signal to the people on the boat to bring her in.
所以当把他拉上船之后呢，于是船上的人呢就 check 他，问他到底有什么问题没有。
So when they brought her in, the people on the boat began to check her and say, how are you doing?
他说实在不行，实在游不下去了。
She said, I couldn't keep on swimming.
这是船上的人才告诉他说，其实你应该再坚持一下，这个地方离海岸线只有一个英里的距离。
And the people on the boat told her, you know, you should insist swimming because you're only 1 mile away from the coast.
只差一个英里，他这个就没有做成哈。
So only 1 mile short, she couldn't finish her swimming.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们离主得胜的日子其实是越来越近了。
So brothers and sisters, we are drawing closer to the day when the Lord will win His final victory.
也许在我们最后的这个路程当中，我们真的不要放弃哈。
So do not give up in our last leg.
我们要持守。
We need to hang on.
特别是在我们周围的环境不利于我们基督信仰的时候。
Especially when the circumstances surrounding us are not advantageous to our faith as Christians.
我们更要主内坚固。
We need extra strengthening to be the Lord.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督再来的日子已经非常的近了。
Because we know the day of Christ's return is very close.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
我们谢谢你在基督里所赐给我们这美好的盼望。
Thank you for this beautiful hope, the wonderful hope you have given us in Christ Jesus.
虽然我们所处的环境啊有不利的因素。
Even though our circumstances are not good for us.
我们当中也许有 身体有软弱的，有遇到困难的，有遇到挫折的。
There are people who are physically weak, people who have difficulty or having struggles in among us.
但是我们知道，主你已经得胜。
But we know that you have won the victory.
你必按照你将来的应许成就。
You will fulfill your promises for the future.
我们盼望着将来得赎的日子。
We are hoping for the day of our redemption.
愿主你赐给我们弟兄姐妹坚忍的心。
May you give our brothers and sisters a steadfast faith.
愿我们彼此勉励
and help us to encourage one another.
是魔鬼撒旦在我们当中没有可乘之机
so that the Satan doesn't have a place in us.
保守我们直到主耶稣基督再来的日子
and please watch us, keep watch for us until the day of Christ's return.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求
and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.